against the backdrop of a global uprising that is simmering in dozens of countries and thousands of cities and towns, the G8 and NATO will hold a rare simultaneous summit in Chicago this May. The world's military and political elites, heads of state, 7,500 officials from 80 nations, and more than 2,500 journalists will be there. And so will we. On the 1st of May, 50,000 people from all over the world will flock to Chicago, set up tents, kitchens, peaceful barricades, and occupy Chicago for a month. With a bit of luck, we'll pull off the biggest multinational occupation of a summit meeting the world has ever seen. This time, we're not going to put up with the kind of police repression that happened during the Democratic National Convention protest in Chicago 1968, nor will we abide by any phony restrictions the city of Chicago may want to impose on our First Amendment rights. We'll go there with our heads held high and assemble for a month-long people's summit. We'll march and chant and sing and shout and exercise our right to tell our elected representatives what we want. The Constitution will be our guide. When the G8 and NATO meet behind closed doors on May 19th, we'll be ready with our demands. A Robin Hood tax, a ban on high-frequency flash trading, a binding climate change accord, a three strikes and you're outlaw for corporate criminals, an all-out initiative for a nuclear-free Middle East, whatever we decide in our General Assemblies and in our global internet brainstorm. We, the people, will set the agenda for the next few years and demand our leaders carry it out. And if they don't listen, if they ignore us and put our demands on the back burner like they've done so many times before, then, with Gandhian ferocity, we'll flash mob the streets, shut down stock exchanges, campuses, corporate headquarters, and cities across the globe. We'll make the price of doing business as usual too much to bear. Jammers, pack your tents, muster up your courage, and prepare for a big bang in Chicago this spring. If we don't stand up now and fight now for a different kind of future, we may not have much of a future. So let's live without dead time for a month in May and see what happens. For the Wild, Culture Jammers Headquarters.